Now, the morning show at East Coast. Wicklow Hospice will be the first specialist palliative care facility in County Wicklow, providing inpatient care to those with life-limiting conditions. And it's due to open very soon. Let's get the update from Yvan Cahill from the Wicklow Hospice Foundation. Yvan, we're into 2020.
We are. Good morning.
It seemed a long time ago. We're into January 2020.
January 2020. And I'll tell you, we're coming in here for over 10 years, Declan, thanks to the support of East Coast. And I am thrilled and delighted to be here today to invite the people of County Wicklow to see the hospice that they have built. So the open days, we're going to have two open days initially. There may be some later on, but initially we're having two open days to the public. That's Saturday the 25th of January from 11 to 3 and Sunday the 26th of January from 11 to 3. Everybody in County Wicklow is welcome. Please come along. We'd be delighted to see you and show you what you have achieved. There will be signs put up on the road, hopefully by the end of this week, directing people to the hospice at Maharamore. And as I say, there will be tours of the site, and it is an amazing facility. So please do come along and see it.
And so it's imminent then. And I mean, at what stage is it? Is this turnkey ready or something?
It is completed now. It's not fitted out yet. So it's going to take a little while to fit it out. So we expect the first patients will be in by maybe April. But the building is finished, and that's why now we can give the tours and show people, you know, what has been achieved. It, as I say, it's a magnificent building. We have to finish the gardens and all that yet, but the building is completed and it is very well worth seeing. Now, the hospice will be run by Our Lady's Hospice Harles Cross. Now, that is the largest provider of specialist palliative care in Ireland. And Wicklow will join their sister sites of Harles Cross and Blackrock. So they say we will be the third sister in the group, which is wonderful. The Wicklow Hospice will have, as you may know, 15 inpatient beds and will provide specialist palliative care to the community.
Right, but does that mean outreach as well?
Outreach as well. So it's going to be an amazing facility for well earned by the people of Wicklow. They've worked hard over 10 years to get this in situ. So thank you very much. I just can't say that enough. Thank you. And to all our wonderful volunteers over the years who will stay with us, I know, and continue to help us.
Right. And so break down all this, because people probably, if they lived in County Wicklow at all, they had to be at something that was a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
For the Wicklow Hospice. So the money, the HSE, the running, break that down for us.
Yes, the Wicklow Hospice will be funded by the HSE and run by Our Lady's Hospice Harles Cross. But however, we will need to continue to raise funds to pay for the final building cost and for ongoing patient and family enhancement. But the funds raised in Wicklow will be restricted to Wicklow. So any money we raise here will be used for the people of Wicklow at their hospice. So that's very important for people to know. So so the ongoing funding, as I say, will be paid for by the HSE, but you always need extra money for these patient enhancements.
The staff that'll be there, because presumably all the staff that's needed in Blackrock and and Harold Cross, I mean, they can't do without their staff. So we have to get staff.
Absolutely.
And then somebody has to pay them.
Yes, the HSE will pay all that. And we will be advertising, well, Harles Cross will be advertising for staff over the coming weeks. And they will be allocated to Wicklow Hospice and they will look after the patients there. And as I say, all that will be funded by the HSE ongoing. So that's a wonderful thing for the people of Wicklow, that we have that guaranteed that the hospice will be run annually, paid for by the HSE.
And, you know, the electricity bill and
All that is HSE. The running costs will be run by the HSE. And as I say, Our Lady's Hospice Harles Cross will run it. And to have the biggest provider of hospice care in the country running our facility is a real honour. They are expert at what they do. They know how to do it. They're doing it for over 100 years. So I think we have got the right people behind us to see that the people of Wicklow are cared for to the very best, as they should be.
Okay, the building and the money that's gone into the building and the future money that needs to go into the building.
Yeah, the building, the agreement was from the very start that we would pay, the people of Wicklow would build pay for the building of a hospice, and then the HSE would come in and pay for the running of it. So we have built it. We are in debt for part of the building, but that's, you know, we believe the people of Wicklow will continue to help us to pay off that debt. And as I say, also to add to the enhancement of patients by keeping the fundraising going. But we need not worry that think money will run out for the patients, because it won't, because the HSE are funding it. So thank you for all you've done for us. Please continue to help us to pay that, to pay for the cost of the building, because that is not yet done. But we felt it was worthwhile to go get a bank loan and go ahead and get this long-awaited facility built and up and running, which is what is happening. So please come along on the 25th and 26th and see what you, the people of Wicklow, have achieved.
That's the Saturday and Sunday.
Take a big bow, because it is a wonderful facility.
Now, I know there's been generosity, exceptional generosity along the way. So, first of all, back to the basics, the sisters.
The sisters, the Columban sisters were amazing. The Columban sisters donated this magnificent site to us out at Maramore. It's looking out towards the sea. It's, if anybody actually wants to go onto our website and see the interview Daniel Day-Lewis did, way back when we just got the site approved, and you will see his words are better than mine. It's a wonderful facility. It's calm. It's peaceful. It's a site where people at a, that vulnerable time of their lives should be. It's a beautiful, beautiful, peaceful place. And thanks to the Columban sisters, we have our facility there now. So they were first.
And what an amazing gift, basically, to the people of Wicklow.
Yeah. It's a wonderful gift to the people of Wicklow. And everybody in County Wicklow should realise that the Columban sister did donate that site. So it didn't cost us one penny to have the site. So that was amazing.
Then we come to the actual spend, is the building. So the people of Wicklow rallied around. You got some nice anonymous donations. Daniel Day-Lewis did the opening of a movie. You know, a lot of people have been on board, working tirelessly on this.
Tirelessly. I mean, the Lincoln premiere was amazing. We made over $250,000 that night. And all our other patrons, Valerie Cox has been working tirelessly there. She's actually working on the garden now with her team. And they will hope to have that finished by springtime. All our patrons, each and every one of them, have done and supported us in every way possible. And as I say, I couldn't say enough about our volunteers. They're out there on cold and windy days collecting, you know, on Sunflower Day, whatever they're asked for, the Christmas tree, you name it, they're there, they're behind us. And, you know, no man is an island. This couldn't have been done without the support of the people of Wicklow, without our wonderful volunteers, without our patrons, without East Coast jumping in from the very start. And a special thank you to Mick Kelly from Wicklow News. Mick went out every month and put a drone in the air, and we were able to use those shots then for our newsletter, for our website, and for our Facebook, to keep the people updated as what was happening. So thanks very much, Mick, to you for that. And the Wicklow people have been very good. All the newspapers and everybody in County Wicklow got behind this. I don't know anybody who didn't realise how much this was needed. And, you know, through the worst recession in the county, the people just put their heads up and said, we're going to do this, and they've done it. You know, they have actually done it.
Well, we've got on something to the side now. I mean, we've got an election on the way, and they're very decent people, election candidates, and they mightn't want to say on that particular issue alone. I mean, they won't hesitate in telling us what the wonderful things they've done over the last while, but they might stop short of saying they did this and that and the other for the hospice. So you say it for them. How were generally politicians, whether in government, out of government, in council or whatever, how were they?
Well, I have to say the councillors of County Wicklow were fantastic. We ran a dinner dance and they all gave us their support. They all came along and they funded. We got 50,000 from all the different councils in County Wicklow. And I have to give a big thank you to Simon Harris. I mean, I went out onto that site with Simon Harris. It's about 7 years ago now. And he stood on that site and he said to me, this is the right site. I am behind it. I will push as hard as I can. He was a TD then. It was 2011, I think. And he pinned his name to that, and he has continued to support this and has raised money for us for, you know, through the HSE, and he has been amazing. So thank you, Simon Harris. You did an amazing job. You saw no obstacles. You committed to it, and I'm delighted that you know, your name is associated with it, because you deserve it to be. You were fantastic. And, you know, we had support from all lots of other TDs. I mean, everybody, there was no party infighting on this one. All the parties in County Wicklow and all the councillors and all the TDs were for it. They really were for it. And thank you to each and every one of you from Wicklow Hospice Foundation.
Right, so the open days once again are, put them in your diary,
Saturday the 25th of January, 11 to 3, and Sunday the 26th of January, 11 to 3. We will give you a tour of the hospice. We will explain what will be happening. There will be some staff from Wicklow Hospice Foundation, some volunteers, there will be some people from Our Lady's Hospice, Harold's Cross. But honestly, it's worth your while getting into your car and driving over. Follow the signs. As I say, the signs will be up hopefully by the end of the week, and we will direct you there. It's near Maharamore Beach. It's easy enough to find. And
Just south of Wicklow Town.
And all the directions are on, the air code will be on the sign, so follow that, Google Maps, and it'll get you there. And honestly, you won't regret coming to see this. It's a fantastic facility. So thank you again, people of Wicklow. Thank you very, very much.
Van Cal, thank you very much to you for keeping us up to date in all this, and all the other people that we've been talking through throughout the years as well. Thank you.
Thanks,
Van Cal from Wicklow Hospice Foundation.